USA News. I'm Corey Myers. North Carolina lawmakers are attempting to pass a 12-week abortion ban.
On Thursday, the Republican-controlled state legislature approved abortion restrictions that would ban the procedure after 12 weeks, with few exceptions. The bill is heading to the desk of the Democrat Governor Roy Cooper, who has called the bill awful and unreasonable, and he promises to veto it. He says the restrictions will shut down clinics and make abortion completely unavailable to many women at any time, causing desperation and death. I'm Skip Kelly.
A massive earthquake has struck the coast of Japan this morning.
A magnitude 6.5 earthquake jolted Ishikawa Prefecture today in Japan, killing one and leaving others injured. Fortunately, there was no tsunami, but the meteorological agency said it confirmed sea level changes around 10 centimeters in the area. Ishikawa Prefecture is on the northern coast of central Japan. I'm Lance Pry.
The World Health Organization says COVID-19 is no longer a global health emergency. The World Health Organization said the pandemic has been on a downward trend for over a year, adding that that trend has allowed nations to return to life as they knew it before the pandemic. Meanwhile, the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention Director, Dr. Rochelle Walensky, has announced she is stepping down from that role. Walensky will leave the agency at the end of June. President Biden accusing House Republicans of threatening to default on the nation's debt in order to secure what he's calling draconian spending cuts. Biden told reporters that raising the debt ceiling and negotiating on the budget are two separate issues. However, House Republicans last week passed a bill tying a debt ceiling increase to budget cuts. This is USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.
President Biden might not be going, but First Lady Jill Biden isn't about to miss this party. After all, it's been 65 years since the last one. The First Lady is in London for the coronation of King Charles, but she also plans to visit a local school and meet with staff at the U.S. Embassy. Customers annoyed with Bud Light over their partnering with a transgender activist are putting a dent in the brand's bottom line. Sales are now down 21%. Some marketing experts think other big companies are going to look at Anheuser-Busch to see what could be perceived as a controversial stance. Today, Cinco de Mayo, a day of celebrations for Mexican Americans, often confused for Mexico's Independence Day, which it is not. That is actually on September 16th. Cinco de Mayo marks the Mexican Army's victory over the French invaders at the Battle of Puebla in 1862. Yesterday, May 4th, also known as Star Wars Day, may the 4th be with you, the late actress who played Princess Leia, Carrie Fisher, was honored with a posthumous star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. Her daughter, Billie Lord, was in attendance and spoke about how much the honor would have meant to her mother. Billie also thanked Uncle Mark Hamill for coming. I'm Corey Myers, USA News.
Omaha Steaks Burger Perfection Flight, made from single cuts of real aged Omaha steaks, rewrites the book on burgers. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout for an extra $20 off your order, plus free shipping when you order the $79.99 Burger Perfection Flight, a fantastic array of pure ground steak on a bun burger greatness. For $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight, use promo code TREAT at checkout at omahasteaks.com and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.